From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner says the $2 billion trading loss at J.P. Morgan Chase strengthens the administration's case for tough rules to govern financial institutions. NPR's Craig Windham reports Wall Street executives, including the CEO of J.P. Morgan, Jamie Dimon, have criticized the financial overhaul legislation signed by the president as excessive government regulation.
Geithner says the administration, along with the Federal Reserve and the Securities and Exchange Commission, will be taking a very careful look at the J.P. Morgan incident as they implement new regulations.
I'm very confident we're going to be able to make sure those come out as tough and effective as they need to be, and I think this episode helps make the case, frankly.
Geithner speaking at a conference in Washington. He says the failure in management at J.P. Morgan Chase is a very powerful case for financial reform, including the so-called Volcker Rule, which limits the amount of capital banks may invest in private equity and hedge funds. Craig Windham, NPR News, Washington.
France's first socialist president in 17 years is in Germany this hour. It's widely viewed as a crucial first step in François Hollande's attempt to move his country away from the Berlin-driven austerity measures taking hold of economically battered European countries. He and Germany's Angela Merkel will attempt to find common ground ahead of the G8 and NATO summits in the U.S. Now, Mother Nature has not been particularly kind to Hollande his first day on the job. On the way to Berlin, his plane was hit by lightning. Nobody was hurt. Earlier, he made a rain-soaked trip up the Champs-Élysées, but as NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports, Hollande did it with a populist touch.
After a short inaugural ceremony at the Élysée Palace, François Hollande rode down the Champs-Élysées, waving to crowds from the roof of his convertible. He then spoke to students in the Tuileries Gardens. One of his top promises is to give new hope to young people by focusing on jobs and education. Everywhere he went, the crowds lined up to see him, and Hollande plunged in, shaking hands. In one of the day's many speeches, Hollande hinted at the changes he wants to see in Europe. Europeans are watching and expecting much, he said. To overcome the crisis, Europe needs projects, solidarity, and growth. I will propose stimulating our economies. Hollande will take that message to the austerity-abiding Angela Merkel this evening. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
Rebecca Brooks, the former News of the World editor at the center of Britain's phone hacking scandal, is among five people charged with attempting to hide evidence from authorities. Her husband is also being charged, a decision Brooks strongly criticized today.
I cannot express my anger enough that those closest to me have been dragged into this unfairly.
The charges come nearly 18 months after police reopened an investigation into phone hacking by tabloid reporters looking for a scoop. This is NPR News. The former IMF chief is counter-suing the New York City hotel maid who accuses him of sexual assault. In court papers filed today, Dominique Strauss-Kahn is asking for $1 million for what he called malicious allegations made by Nafissato Diallo a year ago. The criminal case against Strauss-Kahn was dismissed after questions surfaced about Diallo's credibility. The maid then sued. She claims the former head of the International Monetary Fund tried to rape her in his hotel suite, a claim Strauss-Kahn has long denied. The confidence of home builders in the United States is at a five-year high. NPR's Dave Mattingly reports that the finding of a builder survey has come out today.
After dipping last month, builder confidence is now at a level not seen since May of 2007. That's according to the National Association of Home Builders and Wells Fargo. David Crow is the NAHB's chief economist.
It's not like there's one region of the country that's doing better. It's just these smaller submarkets that didn't go through as much stress during the recession and are beginning to see some local economic activity.
Still, the housing market continues struggling with high unemployment, weak job growth, and foreclosure rates well above average in states such as Nevada, Arizona, and California. Dave Mattingly, NPR News, Washington.
U.S. stocks mixed this hour with the Dow up slightly at 12,696 in trading of about 2 billion shares. NASDAQ has gained 13 points. It's at 2915. S&P 500 down slightly at 1338. This is NPR.